Thank you once again, Ian. We come to our last batch of news items, and they are a mixed bag as always. These range from problems at the city's Maddermarket Theatre and problems about a proposed phone mast in Jessop Road, to graffiti at the Octagon Chapel in Colgate, and the return to working of the Castle Gardens lift. Quite a lot of variety there. We'll start with a bogus injury claim heard in court. A man who claimed a minor car accident left him unable to work and requiring surgery posted photographs of himself on Facebook swinging from a zip wire while on holiday in Mexico. Ferenc Kirinovitz, 45, from Lakenham, who also uploaded images of himself hanging upside down from a rope and riding a quad bike, tried to claim £22,000 for his injuries and lost income. However, a judge at Norwich County Court threw out the coach driver's claim, saying he had exaggerated any injuries to the point of criminal dishonesty.
Drama, intrigue, comedy and tragedy, the Maddermarket Theatre has seen it all since the curtain first rose more than 100 years ago. But never before has the Norwich venue witnessed such histrionics as the alleged coup that has thrown its future into doubt. The melodrama began back in the dark days of lockdown. In a bid to bounce back from being closed for so long, new general manager Elliot Wilshire opened up the stage to some different types of shows. Whereas before, the only residency handed out was to the well-established and respected Norwich Players. Now, companies were given the chance to tread the boards. And, unlike the Players, who favour the bard, some of these companies preferred the bawdy. Now, more than 90% of the staff have exited stage left after the theatre's recent annual meeting. New chairman John Dixon said members decided they wanted a different team of trustees to take the theatre forward into 2024. Following the meeting, Mr. Wilshire resigned and behind him were 90% of the workforce, including the finance manager, technical manager, deputy technical manager, marketing coordinator, operations coordinator, administrator and the front of house staff. As well as this, many promoters have pulled out of 2023 programming. New chairman Mr. Dixon said, "The theatre is working on its schedule of future shows and with its excellent volunteer base will be looking to deliver a programme of quality in-house and visiting productions just as it always has done."
The frustrations of living in a phone signal black spot have seen a city man launch his own Yes in My Backyard campaign. Ollie Lee, who lives in Jessop Road in NR2, has become fed up with NIMBYs, not in my backyard, and conspiracy theorists attempting to stop 5G masks being built in his area. Mr. Lee said the final straw was when a wooden sign was erected close to the site of a proposed mast in his road, complaining about the size of its equipment box. He built a Yes to 5G sign of his own, making a note of the benefits of the mast in the black spot. But it was quickly torn down and Mr. Lee says he has even been accosted in the street for his views. It could end badly as people aren't able to make 999 calls or receive important messages quickly. We need this. While Mr. Lee's YIMBY group have been trying to spread some positivity for the Jessop Road mast, most of the 65 replies to the application on the City Council's website are in opposition. Comments on the planning application include objections comparing the mask to Daleks trundling through the streets of Norwich and complaints describing it as unsightly and out of character.
campaigners hoping to stop the closure of a supermarket look to have suffered a swift setback. More than 100 people living around the Lidl supermarket in Drayton Road, Mile Cross, have signed a petition expressing their upset at the decision to close it. The store is set to close on April the 30th, with disgruntled locals hoping to reverse the German brand's decision. Lidl says the building is no longer fit for purpose.
Visitors to one of the city's top attractions can now access it via a lift, 6 months after it was damaged. The glass casing of the external lift at Norwich Castle was damaged in November, putting the well-used amenity out of action. A section around the lift was smashed, leaving a large hole, subsequently filled with a wooden board, which saw public access restricted. A spokeswoman for Norfolk Museum Service confirmed that the lift has successfully been in operation for a number of weeks, following checks to ensure the mechanism is working safely.
Yobs, tagging the walls of a historic city chapel, have driven trustees balmy as they are forced to constantly remove graffiti from its walls. Trustees at the Otcon Unitarian Chapel in Colgate are even considering removing the walls of the front gate after becoming tired of constant cleaning and lorries striking it as they enter. Not only have taggers hit the walls around the Grade 2 listed chapel, but they have also started on its newly refurbished offices next door. A man who lives in the road and did not wish to be named added that one youth had been caught on his CCTV running down the street at 4 a.m. spraying the chapel along with other properties, including the home of a couple of 90-year-olds.
They were hoping to ring every bell in the land to celebrate the king's coronation. But now there are fears even campanology crash courses in the Norfolk Church, where the first ever peal was rung more than 300 years ago, will not see enough trained up to pull the ropes in time. Around 15 ringers are currently learning the craft in a special training tower at St Peter Mancroft in the heart of Norwich. The diocese, based in the city, has more than 600 ringers on its books. But Nikki Thomas, secretary of the Norwich Diocesan Association of Ringers, said while teams would rush between churches on May 6, some belfries would still be staying silent. The picture is likely to be the same across the country, despite a Ring for the King campaign to bolster recruits. There are definitely more bells than we've got bell ringers, she said. The bell ringers do try to go from one church to another so they can ring as many bells as they can. But it's like anything else, you always need more people. We're not going to be able to ring every bell in Norfolk, but we're going to ring as many as we can. Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of loyal volunteers who have produced it today. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765365. That's 01603 765365. The office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone. We will always try to get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on all in lowercase, cbtn.org.uk. Now, don't forget to continue listening as you have Just Talk following. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this Chatterbox edition, and it's goodbye from me, Mike, and Lorna.